As always, we've got projects that we're working on continually. One of the things we're going to try to get done this year, we're going to try to do some revamping of the grandstand. We're so fortunate to have so many sponsors. Being a very small community, as Mercer County is, it's just overwhelming the amount of support that we get from our sponsors. And so we're going to try to revamp that grandstand a little bit so we've got more actual seating, chair seating, and that for our sponsors, other than just that first front area that we've had in the past. We'd like to do some more work out there on the crow's nest or the announcer's booth. So every year we've always got projects going. So yeah, as soon as the weather gets good, we're going to do that. We know we've got some work to do on the floral hall. That's still on the table, but we've had so many projects in that in the past that so we're going to, gradually get back to the floral hall, whether it's this year or the next several years. But we haven't forgot about it, but we've just had so many other things on our plate. But we've got a lot of things going.
So the attendance from 2024, I remember if I talked to you correctly, you had a pretty big year attendance-wise in 2024.
Yes. We had a great attendance. It was amazing if people were out there on Wednesday night, our night of destruction. We had two major thunderstorms come through, and we figured, we were going to have to either cancel it or we would have people leaving. They stayed there through both thunderstorms, and they, matter of fact, I think the crowd had a great time watching them clear the track and get it prepped to get to go, and so I think they had a good time doing that too. So we make every effort that we can to make sure that we put on a good show.
And then as far as the Floral Hall is concerned, I know we're talking to you in January, but do you think, probably not going to be used in 2025, you don't think, Floral Hall?
No, we've got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of structural work that has to be done on it, new roof and the flooring, and so we've got the plans, or our goals of what we want to see and have done with it. But again, we've got to, keep working at that as time allows. And again, we're so very fortunate that most of the work is done out there strictly volunteer by most of the directors, and a lot of the community members come out and help us and volunteer their time and equipment to help us on the fairgrounds. So if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be able to have the fairgrounds that we have.